Your digital calendar dings on the hour, letting you know it's time to switch on your camera, connect to your computer's audio, and hop on to that next virtual meeting. Virtual video platforms like Zoom and Google Hangouts have seen a major spike in usage since COVID-19 swarmed our spring season. So why is something that's supposed to connect us making us feel more lonely and drained? I'm Ashley Papp, a science reporting intern with KSQD.
In these times, there has been an increase in loneliness. Adolescents, adults, older adults, even children, COVID has created this social isolation that removes the opportunities for social interaction in a culture that really values this.
That's Margarita Azmitia, a developmental psychologist at UC Santa Cruz. She mostly studies how identity development and relationships impact students and adolescents.
So there's been a sharp increase in loneliness and in mental health issues. When you are doing a virtual interaction, it does have some of the qualities, right, of face-to-face if you can see the person, but you're missing certain things.
Zoom, the virtual socialite's darling in today's pandemic, has seen skyrocketing usage since shelter-in-place orders went into effect in early March. According to figures released by Zoom, meeting participants went from 10 million per day in December of 2019 to over 200 million in March 2020. And in just over a month, that number continued to increase to 300 million daily Zoom calls in April 2020. According to Azmitia, there are specific things about a virtual conversation that can't replace in-person, real-life social interactions.
Zoom interactions, just like very long phone calls or very long meetings, are draining because they require you to pay a lot more attention than you normally would. It feels artificial. It feels contrived. It isn't the kind of spontaneous interactions that we're used to having. Digital signals are different, and so they're disrupting parts of our brain that have to do with processing of information. So it's requiring a lot more energy.
Azmitia also points out that the topic of conversation during our Zoom calls often relates back to the current way of life being so restrictive.
You wish you could see the person, and consciously you're saying, I miss hanging out with you, right? And it's not the same to have a phone call or to have a Zoom chat or to have a Snapchat than to actually be sitting right next to the person. And so it adds to the whole thing that you feel isolated, and that just reminds us of what we've lost and we might never have again. So it might not be the properties of screens themselves, but the context in which they're occurring that we feel a sense of loss, and things will never be the same.
Another thing that could cause a drained energy feeling is a lagged internet connection that results in uncomfortable silence.
Even just having somebody frozen is really upsetting. We have from studies with babies that when their parents pretend not to react, they really get upset. And it's the same happens to us, that you were getting into your real story and then you're frozen. And not only are you all of a sudden out of the connection, but you feel like, now I'm out of the conversation. What happened when I wasn't there?
To help curb the less than appealing emotions that we can feel during a virtual meeting, experts recommend a few things. Try limiting your video calls to those that are only necessary, or consider joining a virtual meeting with your camera turned off. And for Azmitia, practicing mindfulness or going for a walk outside can help to relax and rebalance your brain throughout a day's worth of Zoom meetings. Or if all else fails, give the tried and true communication method a chance. Pick up a pen, a piece of paper, and write that certain someone a good old-fashioned letter. This is Ashley Papp with KSQD. During this crazy time, keep yourself healthy and stay positive.